This is Scientific American's 60-Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. Got a minute? California has been in the grips of a record-setting drought since 2012. But don't just blame lack of precipitation.
It's nothing exceptional in the context of the last 1,000 years. However, higher temperature, this is the feature of this drought.
Sumaya Belmishri, a paleoclimatologist at the University of Arizona. She and her colleagues used two different sets of historic tree ring records to reconstruct 500 years of climate history. Blue oak tree rings as a proxy for winter precipitation, and another set of rings from a variety of trees as a proxy for winter temperatures. The tree ring data made it possible to model Sierra Nevada snowpack going back to the year 1500, and the researchers found that today's snowpack is just 5% of its average level over the last 5 centuries. The findings in the journal Nature Climate Change. Belmishri says that the decline in snowpack is a big deal in a place like California with its Mediterranean-like climate.
You can think about it as a water bank that can be used later in the spring and in the summer when it melts.
But since temperatures don't look to be on a downturn, she says we shouldn't necessarily focus on filling that snow bank anymore. Perhaps we should just change banks.
Maybe the snowpack in the Sierra Nevada will no longer be a reliable source of water. So maybe, you know, a system that is more resilient to this type of drought should be thought and designed and put in place, including maybe changing where the water is captured. If it's going to rain more than snow in the future, maybe we should capture that rain.
And tomorrow's rain, she says, may not fall where today's reservoirs are. Something for policymakers in California to think about if they want to keep their state above water.
Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American's 60-Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.